From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Studies suggest that Americans likely have moved less overall during the pandemic, but for those who did move, the number one reason was the pandemic. The ability to work remotely has opened up possibilities for a lot of remote workers. Why pay absurd New York or San Francisco rents if you don't have to? One city in Arizona is trying to capture the attention of those newly mobile workers as a way to boost its own local economy. KJZZ's Michelle Marisco reports from Tucson.
Tucson is known for its more than 300 days of sunshine a year, normally a lure for college students and snowbirds. Now a nonprofit with funding from the city has started a program to lure working professionals.
You've seen all these stories of people now that they have worked from home. Big cities are not necessarily as attractive.
Liz Pocock is the CEO of the nonprofit that runs Remote Tucson. It's offering people who relocate about $7,500 in incentives, including moving money, a year of internet service, a workspace, and an ambassador to help them settle in.
People are looking for a different kind of quality of life. They're looking to connect to their communities in different ways.
The program is starting off with a pilot to relocate 10 people. They must have a job that exists elsewhere, and they have to be willing to make Tucson home for at least a year. It is modeled after a similar program in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Zach Yenser is executive director of Tucson Young Professionals and is one of the ambassadors who will work with people who relocate.
We make sure that they have all their questions answered, that they're connected into the basics of where do I live, where do I shop, where do I play.
Tucson has a little more than 500,000 people. That's one draw Remote Tucson is banking on as it tries to attract high-income workers from bigger cities. Another is the climate.
Obviously, we don't have blizzards here. We don't have tornadoes here. We don't have hurricanes here.
That's Randy Rogers, CEO of Tucson Association of Realtors. It's sponsoring the program that he hopes will attract up to 70 people a year. Those who come face a tight real estate market. Medium home prices are about $265,000, so homes are selling fast. Brittany Griffith and her husband moved to Tucson this summer. They were told they needed a bid above asking price to get a home.
Which is a crazy thought that there was no room for negotiation with homes right now.
Remote Tucson has been taking applications since November. There were 200 applicants in its first week. In Tucson, Michelle Marisco for Marketplace.